A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. After Jesus had left that place, he passed along the Sea of Galilee, and he went up the mountain where he sat down. Great crowds came to him, bringing with them the lame, the maimed, the blind, the mute, and many others. They put him at his feet, and he cured them, so that the crowd was amazed when they saw the mute speaking, the maimed whole, the lame walking, and the blind seeing, and they praised the God of Israel. Then Jesus called his disciples to him and said, I have compassion for the crowd because they have been with me now for 3 days and have nothing to eat. And I do not want to send them away hungry, for they might faint on the way. The disciples said to him, where are we to get enough bread in the desert to feed so great a crowd? Jesus asked them, how many loaves have you? They said, seven, a few small fish. Then, ordering the crowd to sit down on the ground, he took the seven loaves and the fish. And after giving thanks, he broke them and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds, and all of them ate and were filled. And they took up the broken pieces left over, seven baskets full. The word of our God. This is not my first Advent. Is it yours? Likely not. It is the first week of Advent, yet, to be precise, it is my 61st Advent. What Advent are you on? 73rd? 50th? 36th? 20th? Maybe the 4th or the 15th? My point, you ask? Well, it's about that signal admonition we received in last Sunday's gospel. We disciples, that is, about staying alert, waking up, and paying attention. Jesus' words exactly, be watchful, be alert, watch. Stop and consider just how many Advents you have participated in, lo, these many years. It is quite the meditation. This dawned on me, pun intended, when I realized that today's account of the multiplication of the loaves and fishes is the second such story in Matthew's gospel. That's right. The exact same miracle is in chapter 14, verses 13 through 21. I've always loved the fact that this is the only miracle in all four gospels, the multiplication of the loaves and fishes. But it only dawned on me now that, or only woke up, to the fact that it's in Matthew twice. So why the repeat? Of course, to wake us up. There are different nuances in these accounts. In the first account, in Matthew 14, there were 5 loaves and 2 fish. And when all were fed, they gathered 12 baskets of leftovers. Oh, sure, lots of references to the 12 apostles and the 12 tribes. This time, Jesus is given 7 loaves and a few fish. And there's fewer leftovers, only 7 baskets full, not 12. Perhaps because this time the number eating, not counting women and children, of course, is 5,000. And the first time the count fed was only 4,000. You know how men eat. In both of the accounts of the multiplication of loaves and fish, Jesus reacts similarly to the apprehension of the disciples. He blesses. He offers thanks. And he breaks open the loaves. And from these actions of blessing, thanksgiving, and breaking open, there flows enough, more than enough, for all with leftovers. And the first ones he hands them to are the disciples. So indeed, Why on this fourth day of our first week of Advent in 2017, why do we get this gospel, a repeat of the loaves and fishes in the Gospel of Matthew? Maybe to answer, we turn to the creator of the stars of night, to Sophia herself, Wonder Counselor. We turn to you, Trinity, self-effusive, completely gratuitous love, giving always for life and delight and wholeness and healing. We turn to you, Emmanuel. And there is where you turn the light on. There it is. It is in the biggest difference of these two accounts. That is, in the first account, it is the disciples who initiate the concern about feeding the crowd. Deserted place. Let's send them away. This time, Christ initiates the awareness. Christ turns the light on. Here's a thought. Might we allow this Advent to do the same? Maybe that's why we repeat it every year. Might we allow Advent to wake us up again to who this God is for us, for all of us? This Emmanuel, Wonder Counselor, Prince of Peace, right now, today? One answer as to why this gospel today just may be that we disciples were low these many years. We can admit it's hard to stay awake. It's almost impossible to be alert. Always. No one can. Not always. The daily distractions, the cares, the pressures, the concerns, they obscure our alertness. They tire us. It is hard to constantly stay awake, to continually be engaged and intentional. With the arrival of Advent, we are reminded of the call to wake up again, to watch, to expect, to move the clutter of distraction and care and pressure and concern just over far enough and long enough to see with new eyes and with eyes that are open, eyes of the heart. Those are the eyes that never sleep. Listen, as Jesus says aloud to me and to you, my heart is moved. You are so tired and hungry. Yes. Hearing him say this to the tired disciple, weary that we are, hearing Jesus name our reality, a light comes back on. In the blessing of the loaves, in the giving thanks, he is loving us, just as we are. As we hand him the seemingly meager pieces of our lives of service, prayer, living, forgiving, trying, Christ himself takes these pieces that we bring. He blesses them. He gives thanks for them, and he breaks them open. In his immediate receptivity to what we hand him, God's own self receives our meager loaves and few fish today and gives us thanks that there's so much. We see the smile on Christ's face, seven loaves. Ooh, a few fish. This is enough. It is more than enough. Look, there are leftovers, and a perfect number of leftovers. So maybe we can acknowledge our lights do grow dim, and we can be grateful for this time called Advent, arriving again. A time to be reminded that who we are is enough right now. In fact, it's more than enough. More than enough when broken open for wholeness and healing grace to work through us, through our brokenness, to nourish and satisfy this world's needs and hungers. we can, in this you fill in the blank, 61st, 32nd, 12th advent of our life, we can allow the light of watchfulness and alertness to be turned on again. We can let God take the initiative, and we can receive the blessing and thanks that God gives us. Well done, good and faithful servant. More to come. So far, so good. Stay watchful. Be alert. Of course, Matthew's community recorded this multiplication of the loaves and fishes a second time. There is much more than nuance that is different. In this good news gospel, there is a reminder to watch and be ready always for Christ to take the initiative with blessing and thanks.